I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you mentioned prairie dogs, the prairie dog that somebody had as a pet.
My mother.
Right. I want to ask you about some other animals that you might find in this area.
All right.
You mentioned prairie dogs. What are some other animals like that?
Coyotes.
Okay.
Jackrabbits.
Okay.
And there are wild turkeys. And there's deer coming up more all the time. We're having more deer all the time.
Would that be like a game animal, something people would hunt?
Yes.
Okay. Are there other animals like that? Are there any elk or?
No, we don't have any elk.
Okay.
We do have some now and then a wild animal come down from the mountains a little bit, but not very often, like a wildcat, bobcat, or something like that will come down. But you don't see them very often, but they will stray in here sometimes.
Okay. Do you have any chipmunks?
No, not okay. that I know of. We have squirrel.
Okay, do have squirrel.
There's squirrel along the ditches here, along the ditches.
Okay. Would you have anything like a gopher?
Oh, yeah, we have gophers we have to fight because they dig in and we lose the water in their gopher holes, you know.
I see. So that's something that buries under the ground. It's
yes.
not the same thing as a prairie dog.
Oh, no, no. The gopher will, the prairie dog has their holes.
Right.
And they are the real nation of our prairie, and they are getting rid of them because they'll just take an acre and take over, you know. And it does ruin the whole acre because they just, one hole after another, they have like towns, you know,
prairie dog towns.
But now gophers, they have more of those up here in the river. You don't have them down on the prairie so much. It's up here in the river land where they have the gophers. And then, too, we have muskrats and skunks de galore.
Would you have anything like a woodchuck or a rock chuck or anything
like that?
Not that
I know of. I've never heard of one here.
Okay. Anything like a popgut? You ever heard of the word popgut?
Never heard of the word popgut.
Okay. We were looking at the picture of the turtle. They called it a land turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty common here.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a difference between a turtle and a terrapin or a tortoise? Are those words?
I really don't know.
Okay.
We just have this one kind of sand turtle that we have.
Okay.
And we have a lot of frogs.
Okay.
And toads here.
Okay.
In fact, I have a pet one.
Do you really?
Are
toads and frogs the same thing?
Well, they say they're not, but I think they're so near alike that, because I'll tell you why. One time I had there was a couple that was out on my front step, and these neighbor boys was cousins of my grandson, and they come over, and I told them to leave my toads alone. They're frogs. I call them frogs because they're catching the bugs, you know. Well, they lived over east about 5 miles, and it was a pond. And about 3 days later, they brought me 45 frogs. Well, they said, they always call me Grandma, you said you like frogs. So I have frogs all over this yard. And I call them frogs, and they said they couldn't be. Well, I said, the ones that came here was frogs out of the pond.
Mm.
And they dig down under the porch, and they come out. And I had one every year comes out and follows me all around when I'm working in the yard. And he's my pet frog.
Would you call the big ones bullfrogs?
Yeah.
Is that a name that is?
Bullfrogs is for the big ones.
You mentioned that they catch insects. What kind of insects that are common around this area?
We have millers and just all kinds of grasshoppers.
A miller is a what? A type of a...
Well, I can show you one. It's a moth.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
It's a moth, and they only last so long.
Mm-hmm.
But we have all kinds of gnats. We have all kinds of insects, but they come in different times.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mosquitoes.
They're not all, mosquitoes are bad, but not bad like some places.
Mm-hmm.